If elected, Hassan said she would vote to increase airstrikes to defeat ISIS, increase military spending, and better utilize cybersecurity to prevent terrorism abroad and at home. During her speech, Hassan also separated herself from Ayotte, accusing Ayotte of playing politics with national security.
All of these efforts to keep our nation safe, secure, and strong are only possible if we have leaders who will always put country before their political party. But some are failing that test right now.
Hassan criticized Ayotte's effort to block the Iran nuclear deal and her support for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Hassan said she had broken with her own party on a handful of issues, such as halting Syrian refugees after the Paris terror attacks and opposing President Obama's plan to close Guantanamo Bay. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.